Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Me'ila Yud Beis, Me'ila 12a, pagination is 23. We'll start with the first Mishnah on the page, as we are on Amud Aleph, about seven lines down, regarding Torin and Bnei Yonah, birds that are designated to be karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Torin shelo higia zimanon, Torin, turtle doves, that have not reached their time, they have to be a certain age before they qualify, mo'alin bohen, there is me'ila while we are waiting, says the Mefarish in our commentary, at their proper time, when they get older, they will be able to be brought as karbanos, and therefore now there is me'ila. However, Bnei Yonah, pigeons, doves that are young, she'avar zmanon, and now they got too old to be brought. So their expiration is that they're too old. That's never going to change. You can't get the bird that's too old to ever become qualified again. And therefore, lo nanin velo moalin bahen, they're not going to be me'ila, but you're not allowed to have hana'ah from them. It's not me'ila, though. Let's turn the page and aware that there's a difference between the dove, which has to be young, and the torin that have to be older, will understand a side comment regarding this Mishnah. The second half of Amud Beis, where the Mishnah begins, Chalev HaMukdoshim, milk coming from kachim animals, female animal, it's giving milk, Ubeitzei Torin, or the eggs laid by the turtle dove. And the reason that we didn't cite an example of the dove, the Yonah, is because they're only Bnei Yonah that are eligible to be karbanos, and therefore they would be too young to be laying eggs at the time that they're qualified as karbanos. In any case, let's focus on the main point of this Mishnah, which is the milk coming from a kodesh animal, the eggs coming from a kodesh bird. Lo nanin velo moalin. You're not allowed to have hanah, but it's not me'ila. The reason it's not me'ila is because as a karban, this is not eligible. The milk is not eligible. Came out of the animal. It doesn't have kedusha in that sense. The eggs, they've been laid. There's no such carbon of eggs, and therefore there's no me'ila. Bamed devarim amurim, when was this said? Bekachem is beach, if we're dealing with meant to be a carbon type of kachem, meant for the mizbeach. Ava bekachem bedek habayis, if it was an asset of the Beis HaMikdash, then it's handled very differently, because what's the difference between the original thing that was meant to be sold as an asset for the Beis HaMikdash to upkeep, or this thing that was produced from it? It's all the same. It's all Kedushas Damim anyway, and that's what the Me'ila is on. Hikdish Tarnagolas, if he made the hen Kadosh, as a kedushas damim, as an asset, mo'alin ba, there's me'ila in it, even if it's not fitting to be a karban, ubebeit sasa, and it's in its egg as well, because it's all the same. It's all kedushas damim anyway. Chamora, he designated a female donkey as an asset of the Beis HaMikdash, not as a karban. Mo'alin bo. So then it's the me'ila of kedushas damim, of assets belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, uvechel ba, and in its milk as well, because, again, the same logic, there's no difference. If it's just something that's an asset and can be sold for upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, then there is me'ila just as much in an animal that was eligible to be a carbon, an animal not eligible to be a carbon, and the products thereof. The Rambam, in Me'ila Gimel, at the end of the Perek, summarizes this halacha, but makes a fascinating observation. Halacha Yidbeis. Kodshei HaMizbeach. Kodshim of the Mizbeach, Chalbon uveitse hen, also lianos mahen. You're not allowed to have hana, as our Mishnah said, v'anena lamoa, but it's not me'ila, because these things that are emitted, the milk, the eggs, they're not eligible to be karbanos, and we're talking kedusha of karbanos. Lefikach, therefore, here's the problem. Velad HaKadoshim, if this animal would give birth to a child, V'chein Velad HaMaiser, or the child of the tithe animal, Lo Yinak Me'imo, that animal is not able to nurse from its mother, because the child is Chulin, the mother is Hektish, the milk emitted is osur, but not me'ila. Osur means the child's not allowed to nurse, and therefore the child should nurse mebehema acheres chulin from a different animal that is non-sacred, and that would be the solution: surrogate nursing, a nurse. V'yesh la adam. Lis nadev velomar cholov behema zuachulin yiya hektesh livlados hakodshim. A person can go ahead and designate a female animal that's nursing as a wet nurse for the children of the kodshim animals that need a way to nurse. Sheyinakuhu kedei shelo yamusu, to nurse them, they shouldn't die, until they can be sustained on their own by eating their own food. This would be a solution. You designate an animal, it's a chulin animal, but it's designated hektish levlados hakodshim sheyinakuhu, holy for the children of the kachim animals, that they should be able to nurse. So, as you can imagine, there's going to be some sort of objection to this terminology. The Ravid writes, Omer Avraham, v'im yomer yiyek hektish levlados mayoil. What kind of hektish is that? What does that phrase accomplish at all? Ela yasmin velo yaktish. Just designate it. You're making it hektish? There's no such hektish. And indeed, one approach to explain the Rambam used by the Kesef Mishnah, v'yesh letaretz, that indeed, kedivri arayvid, the Rambam meant exactly what the arayvid means. It's not a halachic hektish, but hektish haynu lomar yihye mizuman. The word hektish means it should be designated. We find on a very different topic, the topic of a kedesha, a zona, a woman who designates herself for illicit man-woman behavior. So she's called a kedesha, which doesn't come from the word kadosh. It's that Kadosh, on its most fundamental original root word, apparently means mizumenes, designated. So normally we talk about mizumenes in a holy sense, and that's kiddushin by a marriage, designated husband and wife relationship. Kadosh to the Beis HaMikdash is mezumenes to the Beis HaMikdash, designated. And what the Rambam means here is mezumenes, designated. Again, as we find that a woman in illicit behavior, this is not just that she had an urge, a chance development. She's mezumenes. She's designated for that. And in such a case, she's called a kedesha, designated. So the Rambam's phrase that a person would do hekdish levlados hakadshim, according to the Kesef Mishnah's answer, just means that it's indeed designated, like the Ravid said, as a solution because they can't nurse from their mother. Halacha Yud Gimel, indeed, if it's Kedushas Damim, like our Mishnah developed, then it's Kodshei Bede Kabayis, then it's just an asset of the Beis HaMikdash, which makes it actually stricter in this regard, because it makes no difference if it's fitting for the Mizbeach or not. And therefore, Kodshei Bede Kabayis, that we always think of as a lesser level of Kedusha, in this case, will actually have a stricter rule, Moalin Bechelban Uveveitzei Hen, and there is Me'ila on its milk and on its eggs, because as an asset, it's no different than the thing that produced it or any other asset of the Beis HaMikdash. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.